It's the 30th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. According to recently released census data, one quarter of Bedford households occupy the top economic level of society. The figures were based on a four-layer grading system, beginning with AB, followed by C1, C2 and DE. AB represents high-earning professionals and educated individuals, while DE includes those in entry-level or unskilled work and the unemployed. Information provided by the Office of National Statistics show that 24% of Bedford residents, or 36,000 out of 150,000 people, were in that top tier. Numbers for Bedford were slightly above the average for England and Wales by almost a full percentage point. Nadine Dorris has been appointed by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, to the role of Steward and Bailiff of the Three Hundredths of Chiltern. The practice represents a traditional appointment, formalising her resignation and creating a decree to be acted on by Parliament, allowing for a by-election to take place in the MP's constituency. Adding to the air traffic control issues at London Luton Airport, baggage handlers, car park attendants and cleaners are all set to go on strike today and two future dates in September. Employees, represented by the Unite Union, are in dispute over pay against GH London, APCOA and SASSE Limited. Airport terminal services will be disrupted and potential flight delays are also possible. Additional action is due to take place on the 6th and 13th of September. Luton Town Football Club prevailed over Gillingham yesterday in their very first home game at Kenilworth Road since joining the Premier League. The Hatters beat Gillingham 3-2 in the second round of the Carriboa Cup. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.